Meditation 28. My dear Lord Shyama Sundar,
for many lifetimes, I have called on numerous friends for comradeship. I have depended on family members for support. For many lifetimes, I have pursued academic and metaphysical knowledge. I have tried to find peace through social institutions, all useless. For many lifetimes, I've tried to find pleasure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. I have tried to bribe you, my Lord, with yajnas, austerities, and fruitive prayers. All of this was useless. For many lifetimes, due to enviousness, I have avoided you, directly trying to find satisfaction in your impersonal nature. I have tried to steal your opulences of fame, wealth, knowledge, renunciation, strength, and beauty, and have angrily questioned why you must be the all in all. What a useless waste. For many lifetimes, again, due to pure envy, I have searched for my own consort, since I could not have yours. Out of spite, I have accepted the illusion as the reality, the temporary as the eternal. I have avoided your representatives and hidden from your devotees. For many lifetimes, I have claimed proprietorship over that which you have loaned to me, crying pitifully for help. I still rejected you when you approached me with the solution. My dear Lord Shyama Sundar, now I have no more desire to do any of these things. Without your glance upon me, there is no meaning to life. Without your personal prescription, even death offers no solace. Dragging me back lifetime after lifetime without your darshan, I can neither live nor die without your attention. I know you are ever present as the Lord of the heart. If you were not present, my Lord, how could I hanker for your association? My mind and my heart ring like a hollow shell. It can only be because my thoughts are no longer on you. Today I saw beauty in your creation. How could I recognize such, my dear Lord Shyam, if I had not once been blessed to glance upon your beautiful face, the source and standard for all beautiful things? My dear Lord, I am experiencing intense listlessness. Surely after observing your delightful amorous activities, all other actions are dull and useless. I know you are there. I must have your association. Although I am so unqualified, please have mercy on me. I can neither live nor die without your darshan.